Log Bay Day is an unofficial annual tradition without a formal organizer, held on the last Monday in July. But last year's party, which saw hundreds of boats in the shallow bay across the lake from Bolton Landing, may have been its last. That night, police say a boat piloted by Alexander West struck a wooden vessel carrying 8-year-old Charlotte McHugh. The girl was killed, and her mother was injured. This week, the defense called its final witness in West's trial. Witnesses have testified that West spent the day consuming drugs, including hash oil and cocaine, as well as alcohol at the Log Bay party. At the time of the initial investigation, Warren County Sheriff Bud York told News Channel 13 that he would seek an end to the event.
If Log Bay Day played any part of this little girl getting killed, absolutely, we need to end it.
The crash involving West's boat was far from the only incident that day. More than 24 arrests and numerous injuries were reported, including one individual who broke his neck diving into the shallow bay. More than 50 tickets were handed out by police, both on and off the lake. Law enforcement officials say they will stop the event for good.
It is a thing of the past. It will not occur around Lake George anymore.
Lieutenant Joe Johns is director of law enforcement with the Lake George Park Commission. John says that over the past several months, the Park Commission has met with the sheriff's departments in Warren and Washington counties, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation, and state police. A plan, he says, is in the works.
We're working on several safety initiatives. We're working with the marinas on Lake George. We put together a video for all the renters that goes into different types of safety things. Keeping a proper lookout, the dangers of alcohol, what the buoys mean, things like that for the renters. We're also going to increase the BWI patrols.
On any given day, John says between all the agencies that patrol the lake, 8 to 10 boats are out. That number could potentially increase. Officers are trained to recognize drunkenness or illegal substances during a routine stop.
Anytime during a stop, the officer observes what's in the boat, and if there's probable cause to go further, if there's signs of drugs, then that is always addressed.
West, if convicted on all charges, could face up to 22 years in prison. He did not testify before a judge Wednesday. The defense has reportedly rested. Closing arguments are scheduled for tomorrow. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.